The massacre of Muslims in Myanmar. Reports coming out of the country say over 300 Rohingyas have been killed in attacks by Buddhist extremists. A Muslim community leader told Press TV that at least 50,000 Rohingyas have been displaced in the fresh round of violence in the country's west. Meanwhile, the United Nations has warned that there is a dire shortage of food, water and medical supplies for the refugee camps in the region. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations has called on the international community to step in and ease the suffering of Rohingya Muslims. Myanmar's government has already been under fire for not doing enough to contain the deadly unrest. On the phone from Manchester, I'm joined by Jahangir Mohammed, Director of the Centre for Muslim Affairs. Welcome to the programme, sir. Mr. Mohammed, I mean, the massacre of Myanmar's Muslims is continuing, and it seems that nobody's doing anything about it.
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's okay saying there's a humanitarian crisis, but nobody wants to actually do anything about it. And, you know, this is a long-standing problem. There's a state-sponsored genocide against the Rohingya Muslims by Buddhist extremists. There's an attempt to create a pure Buddhist state. You know, if this had happened in a Muslim country and there had been, for example, a Christian minority or any other minority, it would have been international news, condemnation. We hardly hear about it. You know, here in the UK, the BBC doesn't even cover this event. If it had been a Coptic Christian in Egypt, the world would take notice and there would be messages to the president of Egypt telling him to take steps to protect those communities.
And
but
then,
the West... Sorry.
Yes, the Buddhists are involved in this massacre. I mean, this goes against their so-called typical peaceful appearance.
Well, that's right. The West has a very romantic image of Buddhists and Hindus and, in fact, many other Eastern religions, apart from Islam, which, you know, throughout their long history, they are portrayed as a violent religion, even though the violence seems to stem from the West and all the crusades were launched by the West. And even now, all the military interventions are launched by the West, but they seem to portray Muslims as the perpetrators of violence. You know, we see this in India when we see Hindu extremists attacking Muslims, and we see this here with the Buddhists. You know, the West simply doesn't want to believe that Buddhists can be violent and violent and extremist and terrorists. And yet, that's exactly what's happening. Nobody wants to do anything about that. They want to open up Myanmar for economic trade, turn it into one of their capitalist ports. If this had been Sudan and Omar al-Bashir, they would have indicted, well, they have indicted him for crimes against humanity and genocide. So what happened in Darfur, even though there was no direct responsibility of the Sudanese state in there, and yet they want to promote the Myanmar military as making progress simply because they are having elections.
Indeed.
You know, democracy isn't about elections. Gandhi once said that democracy, the test of a true democracy is how it looks after its minorities. And
right.
The West simply doesn't understand that.
All right. We'll leave it there for the timing. Many thanks to Jahangir Mohammed, Director of Centre for Muslim Affairs from Manchester. Thanks for your time there, sir.